We're going to layer up some beats now in the next installment of our series, Rhythm Section. Some songs have a single, simple beat, but others are driven by what are called polyrhythms. Think of patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time. NPR's Daoud Tyler Amin explains.
Let's start with basics. What is a polyrhythm?
You know, the word poly, many. It's many rhythms kind of being together at the same time, creating a different shape in the sound. My name is Lefray Ski. I'm a professional drummer.
And a drum teacher who's used to giving lessons from behind the kit. Ski says that outside of the U.S., polyrhythms are extremely common, especially in the music of West Africa.
Ghana, Togo.
But for Western ears, it can help to think of it this way. There are simple rhythmic patterns that we can all recognize. Think of your windshield wipers swishing back and forth. One, two, one, two. Now, instead of counting off groups of two, try three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Polyrhythm is what happens when those simple rhythms get stacked on top of each other. Suddenly, you've got two patterns going at once. It sounds complicated, but you've definitely heard this rhythm before. You might ask, why would musicians do this?
It's very tricky at first, but once you have it, it's addictive.
Bryce Desner has made these tricky rhythms a big part of his day job. He's one of the main songwriters in the band The National, and if that name doesn't ring a bell, maybe this will.
We are one people. We are one nation. And together, we will begin the next great chapter in the American story.
All right, so the voice there is obviously President Obama. This is one of the ads from his 2008 election campaign. But the music comes from a song that Bryce Desner wrote for The National called Fake Empire. And he says the whole point was to see if he could take a complicated polyrhythm and make it fun.
This is a rhythm that I learned from contemporary music composers, and it's a 4/3. So the song is in 3/4, but there's the upper voice is always a 4/3.
If you listen closely to the piano, you actually can pick out the parts of the 4/3 rhythm. The 3 is in the bass.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
And then the 4 rhythm is up high.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
But do not be fooled. Even if you play music, this is hard. I asked Desner if we could try playing it together on a pair of acoustic guitars.
You can even start just...
All right, I'll do that, and then you do the hard part. One more time.
Don't laugh. Even Desner says it takes time to get used to.
At the time that we wrote the song, I just said, I'll just try something really simple with this weird rhythm and see if the guys like it. And at first it was difficult, but now it's like second nature to everybody because we've played it so many times.
It's hard to keep track of you, falling through the sky. We're halfway in a fake empire.
You know, for The National, which we're a semi-popular band, I would say, and so that song's probably our most popular song. So a lot of people, without knowing it, have learned this rhythm, which is kind of a cool idea.
Music teachers like Lefray Ski can't write a song for every single lesson, but they do have shortcuts to make these ideas stick. You might have heard the phrase, every good boy deserves fudge, as a way to remember the notes, E, G, B, D, F, on the lines of a music staff. Ski says that the rhythm you hear in Fake Empire, 4/3, has a really helpful nickname.
Should I do the PG version or the real version?
It would be funny if it was like, pass the button, pass the button.
Okay, so fair warning, some of you might find the uncensored version blasphemous.
Pass the goddamn butter. Pass the goddamn butter.
Once you've got that phrase stuck in your mind, you can recognize that rhythm anywhere, even when there are no drums involved.
Thank you.
The point of all of this is to make listening to two rhythms at once feel natural, as easy as talking while you walk. Lafresky says that's a life skill. Just like picking up a foreign language, it's one more way of decoding the world around us, making order out of chaos. Daoud Tyler Amin, NPR News.